For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We got a great show lined up for you. As always, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. So today we are going to be discussing another great topic, as usual. We're going to be talking about prenatal health, pre-pregnancy health, getting your body together, getting your body ready before it's time to have a baby, which is not something that most people think about. They're thinking more about maybe just a prenatal, but not much else. And there's a whole degree of things that can be done to prep your body for an optimal pregnancy. And why is that important? Because the better health you're in going into a pregnancy, the better health your baby will have and the better health you will have post-pregnancy. We know that in all aspects of pregnancy, the healthier a woman is prior to pregnancy, the easier it is for her to recover and regain her health after pregnancy, because let's face it, developing and giving birth to a child is pretty stressful on a body. And there's a lot of different things that can be done from the standpoint of nutrition, optimal supplements, diet, lifestyle, mental, emotional preparedness. So this isn't just about health, it's about total health and wellness. And Hannah Bradford is going to be sharing with us some of her experiences and some of the work that she does with clients related to getting their bodies ready for pregnancy. So the Village Green is starting off with their fall sale. That's going to be running now for the next few weeks. Make sure to stop in and take advantage of that. We're sponsored by the Village Green. They're a local health and wellness store here in the Bethesda area. They've been in business for over 40 years, offering the community the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. So to introduce my guest, Hannah Bradford is an acupuncturist and researcher with training in nutrition, herbal medicine, and homeopathy. She's certified in biological medicine through the Paracelsus Klinik in Switzerland and has completed further training at the Klinghardt Academy in the United States. Her training with Dietrich Klinghardt includes autonomic response testing, neural therapy, light therapy, and detoxification and immune system regeneration strategies. She's an adjunct faculty member for the Alternative and Complementary Medicine and the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University and an instructor in nursing at Marymount University. She has served on the Data Safety and Monitoring Board for Data Safety and Monitoring Board for Complementary and Alternative Medicine at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and was co-principal investigator of an NIH-funded study of breech version by Acumoxa at the Georgetown University Medical Center. She's been a course director for the Core Curriculum Project in Complementary Alternative Medicine at GW School of Medicine, co-founder for the Society of Acupuncture Research, and writer-editor of CAM Communications and Reports, an electronic newsletter for associations and corporations covering the White House Commission on Complementary and Alternative Medicine Policy. So, Hannah, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. So talk about your philosophies on getting a woman's body ready for pregnancy.
Well, I think the most important thing is something you've already touched on, which is planning. So often in our culture, what's happened in current culture is that people decide, I'm going to have a baby and it has to happen now. We have to do everything else before we plan about pregnancy. And what we're finding now through research and reviewing the naturopathic traditions is that planning for the pregnancy is critical for the health of the mother and the baby, both in terms of the early childhood of the baby, as well as the health of that child as an adult. So this is probably one of the most important areas where naturopathic traditions have informed the medical delivery system that we are currently dealing with. I don't know if you know this, Kevin, I'm sure you do actually, is that the rate of assisted reproductive endocrinology need has skyrocketed in the last 20 years. So we're sort of engineering around the planning phase by pushing reproductive endocrinology, including in vitro fertilization, as the primary technique. So I think what we find now is that the research is coming together and we are able to have a clinical scheme for helping people do this critical planning phase. The suggestion is 9 months of planning for 9 months of pregnancy. That's kind of a rule of thumb. Now, some people need to do 2 years. So I actually like to see people at the T-minus 2 year mark. But, you know, we do what we can when we can. And we have some great tools now for assessing what needs to be done and prioritizing the planning phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years is a long time because I think some people don't even, you know, realize, or some people all of a sudden kind of feel like the clock is ticking, get engaged, get married, it's time to start a family. You know, it's kind of tough. And then certainly a lot of times people have ideas about how they want their families to be planned, right? So they have a baby and then, you know, they kind of want them 1 year apart or they want them 2 years apart. And there's not much time sometimes to plan for it, but it is important. And any time you can spend planning for it, even if it's months, is better than not even thinking about it at all, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, you bring up an interesting point relating to the increased rate of endocrinology supporting fertility therapy. So in vitro, I mean, I think a lot of people know people who needed to turn to some type of fertility support in order to start their family. And what's interesting, because the things we're going to talk about today aren't just related to having a healthy pregnancy. Everything that you have to do in the body to support the healthy development of a baby are the same things that research has shown improves fertility rates, right?
Absolutely. You are correct. Very exciting time in this area of research because mm-hmm. those two fields are coming together and overlapping, and we're able to access that research now in a clinically relevant way.
Yeah, because as is typical, it makes sense that if you eat healthy and take good care of yourself, you'll lower your risk of, let's say, heart disease or cancer, right? And it would make sense that would improve fertility, but all of that stuff in the current medical model, because they pay no attention to nutrition and diet and what you eat as if it has any relevance, it's completely brushed over. And doctors never mention the fact that if you're having trouble getting pregnant, you should consider what your lifestyle looks like. Whereas the research is actually there showing that improved insulin sensitivity and healthier diets rich in leafy greens and lower in animal and meat products and all of those things have real data behind them that shows they improve fertility rates, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's coming. There are projects, demonstration projects now in medical schools and residencies that are allowing conventionally trained physicians to have this kind of exposure. It's really difficult for that to translate into a clinical practice in reproductive endocrinology quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are some reproductive endocrinologists around here who are interested in some of the nutritional aspects, and I've been able to do an in-service for a very large reproductive endocrinology practice in our area on the issue of fatty acid metabolism in pregnancy. So, you know, the folic acid question, iodine question, magnesium, and the essential fatty acid questions are probably the critical questions in this field. And we're beginning to create a communication between conventional and what we call ourselves now integrative mm-hmm. practitioners. And it's really led by the naturopathic medical traditions, mm-hmm. which, of course, you know intimately because you are a naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very exciting time. It's just it's a difficult time to be able to filter this information to patients, and that's why this kind of communication is so important. Patients can then go to their own physicians and begin to ask about this, and the resources available to those practicing physicians are expanding exponentially. So, you know, it's a difficult place for the for the patient to be, but it's also a very exciting time to open the communication directed by the patient to his or her primary provider.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, it's such a great opportunity to make a huge impact on people's lives and on the world. I mean, we're not just talking about helping one person. When you really do good work for pre-pregnancy planning and really support a woman's body and her health prior to and through, you're affecting two people. And that has a huge impact. And that are the little things that really makes a big change in the world.
I agree. And you know, what's really exciting, I just have to make this side comment, is that this movement of opening communication is really being led by mothers. This
right.
is a mother-driven movement.
Right.
And it's very exciting to watch this action developing.
Yeah. And I mean, I was going to say, I mean, my kids are now 8 and 5, right? So the whole process of planning our family is still relatively fresh in my mind. And I remember going through that process. And of course, I had, you know, a bunch of friends that were getting married and starting their families around the same time. And all of the moms, all they would talk about, right, is stuff related to their pregnancy, their babies. You know, it's the community that binds them together. It's the commonality of the most important things in their life that is the structure of their friendships. You know, the guys are talking about work and career in their 30s and, you know, focused on that. And the women are talking about the things that are the most important to them. And that helps to form their community. And I think that's been, you know, a community that's brought women together over the ages, you know, and it was always conversations, what formula, what this, what are you going to feed? What are you eating? What are the first foods, right? And so I think women really want that information, and most of them, because they're very excited and they want to do what's best for themselves and for the baby. And all they're basically getting is, you know, an annual check, an ultrasound, and take these multivitamins, right? And there's so much more to that. So, you know, that's exactly the experience that I saw personally. And so it makes perfect sense to me that this would be driven by the moms wanting the best for themselves and wanting the best for the babies they're bringing into the world.
Yes, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a break, okay? And when we come back, we can talk about like the nuts and bolts of what this process starts to look like. So how do we start assessing women properly to determine what needs they have and what types of things are we suggesting if we have somebody who really has the foresight to take 2 years prior to a pregnancy and really plan what is on the radar? What are we really looking at and why is it so important for her and for the baby? So why don't we get into the nuts and bolts of when we come back? This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-533-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, I'm talking with Hannah Bradford. She's an acupuncturist and researcher with training in nutrition, herbal medicine, and homeopathy. She's certified in biological medicine and has completed further training at the Klinghardt Academy in the United States. She is a licensed acupuncturist and has had degrees as a master's in acupuncture and a master's in business administration and a bachelor of science in pre-professional services, pre-professional sciences. And she's also an adjunct professor at the George Washington University School of Medicine. So thank you, Anna, for being here with us today.
Thank you. I do need to correct. I'm actually a core director, curriculum director for the pilot project at the medical school in integrative medicine. But I my appointment is actually in the School of Public Health.
Oh, okay.
And I'm an adjunct assistant professor there.
Thank you. All right. So in the last segment, we were talking about all of the reasons and issues around pre-pregnancy planning. So let's talk about the nuts and the bolts of it, the hows and the whys. You know, why really do we need this to happen? And what are the core things that we're looking for when evaluating a woman to decide what can we do to improve her body's readiness for this journey of developing and giving birth to another human?
So it depends on the practice. Now, in the naturopathic tradition, some people start more on the conventional end for assessment, and some people start more on the more alternative end for assessment. What I've found is that I like to actually start on the alternative end, and the tool that I use is called autonomic response testing, which is a biofeedback information system that allows us to read the body for the critical issues that can relate to the health of the pregnancy and the child. So the system, which the one I particularly like and use, was developed by Dietrich Klinghardt, and it is based on reflexes from the nervous system that help us identify stresses and needs. And, you know, probably the most important thing to assess first is what you need to take away, not what you need to add. And so we do environmental assessments using this system, as well as also going into the environment and through checklists and actually sometimes visiting homes to do assessments depending on the need. So we look at some of the things in the environment that could potentially have an effect on the woman and on the child. And that includes things like chemicals, heavy metals, mold, bacteria, those kinds of things that can have profound effects on the neurological and immunological development of the child. So the system allows us to look at food allergies, which is also a very important issue, because what we know now is that if the mother eats a food that she's allergic to, the child has a 4 times increased risk of developing an inflammatory or allergic presentation, which could linger and cause downstream problems of significant impact, including neurological compromise. And so we look at hidden infections, we look at nutritional deficiencies, And we look at structural and energetic blocks to conception. So very interestingly, sometimes having had a child by C-section in a prior pregnancy causes a blockage in the lower abdomen, which can have profound effects on the current pregnancy. And so we need to look at doing things like neural therapy to clear that prior scar. So that's kind of the universe of things that we assess. We do conventional labs and some non-conventional labs, or at least that are not conventionally done in this area. And that would include, depending on the person, a comprehensive thyroid assessment, adrenal function assessment, as well as the conventional hormone-driven labs that are done in conventional OB practices. So that kind of defines the universe of the way that we and the issues that we need to look at.
Are there common threads that you see in a lot of women, things that continually come up that are really common that people may not know about? As you do these assessments, you know, just trends that you see in women these days?
Yeah, I mean, in order of priority, the things that we have found in the practice that have the most impact are body burdens of toxins, both mm-hmm. chemical and heavy metal. The inability to effectively excrete those things can be profound. And, you know, one interesting thing that happens is that people will report that they feel better during a pregnancy, and then their symptoms come back after they've given birth. And sometimes what's happened is that the baby has acted as the detox function for the mother. Up to 2/3 of a mercury body burden can be sequestered in the child during pregnancy. And so that's probably the most critical issue that we spend a lot of time on is detox. And as you know, Joe Pizzorno, who's a leader in naturopathic medicine, has recently written and presented at the recent naturopathic conference on the issue that really we have to focus on toxicity as a primary issue when we do an assessment. So the second thing that often is showing in our assessment now is hidden infections, viruses, and sometimes more intelligent infections, unfortunately, like Lyme and co-infections and opportunistic infections that come with that. Dr. Klinghardt is really the expert in treating people who have had chronic Lyme and want to have a healthy baby. And, you know, if you're a clinician listening, I would strongly recommend that you look into training with Dr. Klinghardt's Academy. Klinghardt Academy is in the East Coast, and he comes out once a year to do presentations. You can also go study with him. So that's probably the second most important thing. And then I would rank food allergies third as having an impact on the child, and then fourth, these energetic or structural blocks, like, for instance, a prior C-section scar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all really important issues, and I guess this is why, you know, you advocate for the two-year mark ahead of time, because these things don't just happen overnight, you know, dealing with these issues. We certainly know, based on what you talked about with toxicity, I mean, there are you know, research that's been done by the Environmental Working Group, we can find major amounts of toxins in the blood of the umbilical cord right after a baby is born. And, you know, it's just hard to have a clean system anymore when we live in a world that we do. And sometimes those things seem somewhat benign to us because as fully developed adults, we may not be feeling so outwardly the ramifications, but obviously during this incredibly delicate time of cellular division and development of all of the major structures of our body, the influences of those toxins are going to be far greater than they are in a system that's already been developed. And every generation that goes by with the way that we live, particularly in our country, those toxins seem to accumulate and aren't going down. They seem to be going up. In a lot of ways. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that is an issue that affects, I'm sure, a lot of people in regards to their health, or, you know, fatigue and brain fog and autoimmune conditions and all the things that we look for, that we look at toxins or potentially blame toxins for in adult conditions. But so important to consider that, you know, these things are not just locked away in some vault in the mom, you know. Every last bit of mom's cellular resources has to become widely available for the baby.
Yeah, I mean, there's a field now called fetal origin of adult diseases, and that field is really focusing on how what happens in utero triggers genetic expression that relate to mm-hmm. disease states in the adult. So, you know, we're beginning to be able to actually understand that mechanism of how what happens in development can present as adult diseases. And as you said, this is something that has accumulated since we've begun to create more of an industrial kind of lifestyle. One of the things that I often ask patients to do is become familiar with the Weston Price Foundation work, which is really lovely, important work that looks at the effect of nutrition, including toxicity, toxins in the foods, particularly, on how the next generation develops. And so there's a lot of resources that are available to us now that as a consumer and as a provider, we can access that will really make a huge difference. And the research base is growing, as I said, just exponentially, that mm-hmm. it's allowing us to really understand how important these things are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So lots of really important things to consider. And certainly you mentioned even some of the other basic workups, just checking for general nutrient status. I mean, when most women go in for an OBGYN or, you know, a check like that, it's pretty basic, a CBC, a comp metabolic, a check of the major organ systems. It's a little bit more common now that women are screened for vitamin D deficiencies, being screened for iron deficiencies. You know, the need for iron, a woman's blood volume doubles in the first trimester. And they need a huge amount of iron to be able to double that blood volume for the baby. So making sure that iron stores are sufficient prior to pregnancy, checking magnesium levels, zinc levels, these are all easy nutrient tests that can be done with simple insurance-covered lab work. And it can be a huge advantage to get those issues squared away and balanced before someone gets pregnant, because that will ensure a much healthier pregnancy for mom and for baby. So there are these very simple things, and then there are these more complex things. And while some women may not be able to go through the process of getting all of the detailed evaluations for heavy metals and toxins and things along those lines, we know that the body does hold on to those, right? But even just recognizing that eating a much healthier diet based on organic foods supports the eliminations of toxins in the body, that one thing by itself is a very positive step that somebody can make without going through really more detailed, in-depth detoxification therapies.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the issue is helping people prioritize how to spend their resources, their mm-hmm. psychological and financial and time resources to get the best outcome. And so I think what's important is for a clinician to help guide the person, the mom and the dad, in understanding sort of the universe of things that they need to think about, and then helping them work through prioritizing the testing and treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's really the focus of our practice now, is really what is the best way to prioritize what tests you need, and then that would drive your planning. One thing I'd like to mention as well, when you were discussing vitamin D, which the research is just profound in that area, is to kind of segue into the effect of the another environmental effect, which I know you've covered on this show with Martha Herbert. And that is radio frequency exposure, electromagnetic exposure from the wireless environment. And what we're finding now is that the effectiveness of vitamin D, which really the research is just really almost not controversial at this point in mm-hmm. terms of vitamin D right. and a healthy pregnancy. The effect of vitamin D, the action of vitamin D, is profoundly affected by radio frequency fields. And so we really need to reiterate some of the concepts that Dr. Herbert is discussing on this issue. And what we really need to encourage patients to do is to have the 8 hours, 10 hours in this phase of pregnancy development and early childhood exposure to rest and regenerate and allow the vitamin D and all the other mechanics that have to happen for regeneration at night to have a completely quiet radio frequency, electrical and magnetic field, because you can do an incredible amount of repair during that phase of rest. And so I think that that's probably, you know, reflecting back on your question about what are we seeing as an impact in this area, and I would like to actually put that closer to the top. And certainly it's a toxin, but it's an environmental toxin, and it's much more difficult to discuss. Although I have to mention the Pediatric Academy Society's meeting in May, this past May, in Baltimore, had a section on this issue, and it was presented by Dr. Herbert and Hugh Taylor from Yale, Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust, and they basically discussed the research in this area. You can access that information through the Environmental Health Trust link. I didn't put this on my CV, but I worked on a project for the Environmental Health Trust over the last couple of years, actually on breast cancer and cell phone exposure. And so I was able to attend the Pediatric Academy Society's meeting. And so what we're seeing is that this is, I think, a good example of where conventional providers are beginning to be exposed to some of these issues related to environmental effects and pregnancy and early childhood.
Yeah, we're just starting, not just starting to understand those impacts, but I think people are just starting to understand that those impacts can be very real. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard because it is something that you can't see, can't touch, can't smell, you know, and a lot of times, unless you're really sensitive, don't feel on a regular basis.
Right. And, you know, what's interesting now, there's a group called the Institute for Building Biology and Ecology, and they are training architects and builders and clinicians to actually use RF frequency devices to measure fields.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really forwarded, again, by Dr. Klinghart, who did a study, a retroactive study of his patients who had autism, and then a control group who did not. And what he found is that the sleeping location of the mother was the most important determinant, or one of the most important determinants on autism. There was a 20 times increase of radio frequency exposure in the autistic group mom's sleeping location versus the non-autistic.
Mm-hmm.
So, your ability to really control that regenerative phase in a protected way is really profoundly important. I really can't emphasize that enough.
Okay. When we come back from the break, let's talk about other strategies, other things that we can do to really support prenatal health in moms that are looking to get pregnant. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet.
committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I'm here with Hannah Bradford. She is an acupuncturist. She has a practice, and she's an adjunct professor at George Washington University School of Public Health and works to help develop the core curriculum at the GW School of Medicine. I think I got that right this time. And we've been talking about prenatal health, basically. What we're trying to open up people's mind about is the fact that it is a whole lot more than just taking a prenatal vitamin. We talked about in the last segment some of these really kind of important issues that affect the development of the baby and are becoming more and more of a problem in the world that we live in. Everything primarily related to toxic burden. Unfortunately, many of the toxins that our body stores are released and circulated during pregnancy. And, there's very well documented studies that show all cord blood samples taken from babies are going to contain, 20 or more or plus. I can't remember if the number's in the hundreds. Is it 300? Sorry. Go ahead, Hannah. Just say it.
It's 200 plus.
200 plus. Toxins that we find in cord blood of newborn babies. And that's, not a great thing. As adults, it's somewhat easier for our system to handle it. But in those intricate years of development, that is a significant problem. And there are things that women can do, steps that they can take prior to pregnancy to help eliminate and reduce this toxic burden on their body so that their babies are not exposed to it during these crucial times of development. And, we look around at the issues going on with our children, and we look at all of the major issues. We've got high rates of childhood obesity. We've got skyrocketing rates of autism. We've got skyrocketing rates of ADHD and ADD. We've got all sorts of behavioral issues. We've got depression and anxiety in the kids. We've got so many factors, and it's not to say that every single one of them won't be avoided. These are multifactorial issues. These are a result of many different factors. And the reality is that our bodies can only handle so much stress. The cup can only be so full before it spills over. So while there may be genetic predispositions that you can't change or other predispositions that you can't change, if you modify one of those variables, it may be enough to allow the system to handle the other stressors and not manifest with an outward condition that we see our children manifesting with. So we can't point our fingers and say, all toxins are responsible for autism. It's because of the mercury that the mom has or the toxins that she has or the poor nutrition that she has or the radio frequencies that she's exposed to. We can't point a finger and clearly say that this is what's causing it. But we can look at all of the different factors and say, if we put this much stress on a developing body, we're likely to see some type of expression of distress in that person after development. And that is the whole point of this. If we can try and take each woman, identify what the biggest levels of stress are currently going on in her body, and remove those burdens, we now create a much safer and healthier place for that baby to develop and a much healthier mom, which can recover and basically enjoy that aspect of motherhood, right? Because that's a whole nother issue, Hannah, right? Let's talk about the psychology of becoming a mom. It's a complete transformation. It is the most rewarding thing that, you know, anybody will do is being a parent, but it is also the most difficult thing that most people will ever do as being a parent. And there's a lot of psychological issues that people aren't necessarily ready for when that baby comes and when the dynamics of that family start to change.
Yeah, I think that's extremely well said. You know, I have a little 6-point checklist here of things to consider, sort of the easy back of the envelope guide to what, you know, kind of how you prioritize going after these issues. And unfortunately, I put this issue you mentioned, Kevin, at 6, but I think you're right. I think it needs to be at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's more difficult to talk about, but what we do know now is that the psychological health of the mother and the family can have a profound effect on the child's development. You know, we know this at the genetic level. We know some immunological effects that this can have on the mother. So it is all of one piece. And yes, that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just remembering that as the first move is probably the most important thing we could communicate today.
Yeah, the problem is it's hard to explain to somebody what it's going to be like, right? When you're getting ready to have a baby, people are like, oh, no, get ready for this, get ready for that. It's like you don't even know what to anticipate. You just kind of have to experientially go through it, right? But there are some things that definitely can help prepare a woman. And the reality is, you know, the having the baby, the major change in hormones that occur during pregnancy, the major shift in hormones that occur after pregnancy, the hormones that shift with breastfeeding, the changes to a woman's body, the way she views herself, her self-image, all of the things that happen create a ton of psychological issues, the different dynamics between husbands and wives, the charging of responsibilities, the changes in intimacy and attention. I mean, there's so many different issues that come up. And I see a lot of moms now that just feel stressed and overburdened, you know, mm-hmm. and there's not necessarily as many, it seems like, happy moms. It's a very stressful experience. And I think part of that is, you know, the healthier you are heading into it, the more balanced you are heading into it, right, the better you can be afterwards. And that sort of relates to some of the research on fatty acid metabolism, omega-3s. And if a woman is low in omega-3s going into pregnancy, her rates of postpartum depression are much higher.
Absolutely. And, it also is an interesting link that fatty acids have a profound effect on mental state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that research base has been developing over about 20 years. There's actually a working group on it on campus at NIH now. So, yes, that is very important. I guess we just have a little bit of time left. So what I can do is just kind of go through some sort of easy, practical things, pretty much in the priority that I've listed them. Although
we have a little bit of time. Talk about the folic acid question, if you
okay.
can, or the folic acid
okay.
issue. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
So something like 20% of the population cannot efficiently convert folic acid. Folic acid is critical for neurological development of babies. It's also critical for suppressing viruses that are correlated to cervical dysplasia. So it has a profound effect on development and pregnancy. So the easy tip is to look for a form of folic acid called methylated folic acid, because that guarantees that you will efficiently be able to deliver that particular nutrient to act on these functions in pregnancy. So, I mean, there's a lot more research that's been done on this particular nutrient. In class, I call it the pioneer vitamin, because it's the first vitamin that actually got an FDA status. Because of the profound, deep, and longstanding understanding from many, many, many studies that having the correct folic acid level can have just a profound effect on the neurological development. It basically prevents neural tube defects mm-hmm. in pregnancy. So what you need to do is be prepared to look for a natural form of folic acid. And the key word is methylated folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And really what you need to do is have a good prenatal vitamin that is food-based, natural. And you can just use those words and ask the provider, the clerk, the advisor in a nutritional store, or if you go online, just make sure that you have a food-based, non-synthetic form of prenatal vitamin. And a good tip-off for, in addition to the methylated folic acid issue, is it's a form of vitamin E. So if it's a synthetic form of vitamin E, you can pretty much be guaranteed that the rest of the components are synthetic. And the way you tell if it's a vitamin E that's synthetic is if it says DL in the description as opposed to just D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not an absolute rule, but it's a really good, easy guideline to use in choosing a prenatal vitamin. And then in terms of the DHA or the fatty acid issue, the research base is strong in this area as well. What we know is that fats are very important for babies' brains and mom's brains. And I have seen patients who are following the guidelines for low-fat diets, and when we get them to eat some good fats, they have wonderful pregnancies. And so it's just clinically we see it. The research base is there, especially in utero in terms of developing the eyes and the brain and the liver and so many of the organs. The fats are so important. And you do need to check for a very high-quality fat. You can't just buy something. You've got to get one that's really, really clean. And there are a couple really good companies mm-hmm. that are available both at the Village Green and some other of the stores around here and online. I have my favorites, but you just need to do some research and ask for the quality of the fatty acids.
Because, when you're talking about fatty acids, we're in this particular context really referring to DHA and EPA, which primarily are derived in most commercial preparations from fish oil. And, you know, the issue is that fish products can be really high in mercury, which is exactly what we're trying to avoid exposure to in planning for pre-pregnancy. So making sure that you're picking a brand that is very pure, very clean. There are some algae-based DHA supplements out there that take out the aspect of it being fish if people aren't comfortable with it. But getting it from fish oils is usually the best source as long as you can guarantee that it's completely free of toxins and mercury and everything like that. And there's many companies that go through very extensive procedures to ensure that it's an incredibly clean oil that doesn't have any of those residues left in it. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, Hannah, why don't we get to some of the other top recommendations that you can share with the audience related to what they can do from a perspective of just prepping their body for pregnancy. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function.
ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. and always happy to be sharing the latest and greatest related to health and wellness with you today. We've got Hannah Bradford in the studio with us today discussing prenatal health, pre-pregnancy health, what to do to get your body ready for a baby. In the last segment, we covered a few topics, including the importance of different types of folic acid and to what look for in a vitamin and in a prenatal. We talked about some of the aspects of prepping psychologically, and just in this segment, we're going to be discussing some of the other top things on Hannah's checklist of what women can do in order to prep their bodies for pregnancy. Just touching on the last part related to psychology, I know that in many women that I've worked with who have gone through the process of pregnancy, having that intimate experience with their body can definitely bring up some previous psychological wounds. So, and sometimes it's very unexpected. So women that have had, and even for men that have had issues with traumatic childhoods, really bad family dynamics, some of that stuff is easy to push to the side. But when you bring a new baby into the world and all of a sudden have that responsibility of now being a parent, a lot of issues from a childhood can come back up in a not great way. In women, because the process of developing conception and development and delivery and all of the things that come with a baby is so intimate with their body, women that have had previous traumas, intimate traumas related to sexual abuse, some of those things can come up as they have to become more in tune with their body during this process. And those issues can be confusing and sometimes traumatic and sometimes very unexpected. And there's wonderful resources out there, and it's a great idea to try and resolve, really deep wounds that have occurred in the past before this process, because trying to manage them as they come up in the face of all of the other pressures that come with bringing a new baby into the world can be really, really overwhelming. So it often blindsides people, and it's a great thing to consider. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Hannah, let's talk about some of the other most important things on your checklist for getting a woman's body ready for pregnancy.
Okay. Let me just comment before we do that. There is a group of yoga therapists now who focus on prenatal yoga, and that's something that can combine both a physical support and a psychological support. So just kind of thinking about your concept, your reiteration of this issue of psychological, social support, I think I'd like to just mention that would be worth something. That was something I think that is worth investigating, mm-hmm. is beginning a prenatal yoga class. There are resources around our area also that are really helpful in terms of family dynamics, working at the energetic level. There's a system called Family Constellation Work. There's a program that was developed at Georgetown called Family Systems Therapy. So actually sort of doing some early mapping of your family structure on a psychological level and clearing some of those blocks is really possible now for the first time. I mean, this current generation has access to tools that can be profound in terms of really clearing some of those blocks to having a healthy pregnancy and family. So back to sort of the easy things, easy in the way as in terms of talking about them, not always easy to implement, but sort of the easy things to keep in mind in addition to looking at the ideas about prenatal vitamins and DHA, you know, the next thing I would say is look at the source of water. Some of you may have seen recent news reports about finding hormones and metabolites of psych meds and cardiac meds in our water supply. In addition, this issue of fluoride and other chemicals that are in our water related to chlorine and things like that can be very important. So I strongly recommend that people look at investing in a really good reverse osmosis and carbon, so a two-step water filter for all of their drinking water, and that you, especially during pregnancy, are not exposed to plastic water bottles. So you want to carry that water around in either 100% stainless steel or glass water bottle. So that's like not always easy to do, but it's an easy thing to think about at least, and it's profound. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is looking at the sources of food and really setting up a way to effectively deliver organic, clean, non-GMO, non-toxic, non-pesticide. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But nutrient-dense, high-quality food. And that is not always easy, but it's getting easier. There are food buying clubs in the area that have communication with the local farmers, and so there's, in of course, farmers markets now. So it's a much easier step to take than it had been in the past. And then the next thing, which is really profound, is looking at the probiotic status of the mom during pregnancy, especially in the last trimester. So kind of spending some time investigating probiotics for your health and for the baby's health is really important. So that's kind of the checklist that I use when I begin to speak with someone about this.
Those are all really great concepts, great topics, and you know, everybody is going to have a different degree of interest in how they want to engage and how they want to prep their body for this process. Some people are very much wanting to create an optimal environment and are going to be willing to go through the work of doing the detailed testing and spending 6 months or a year or longer removing toxins and really getting their body ready. Other people may not be ready for that process, but it doesn't mean that they can't do things that are incredibly important. And I believe, like you feel, that, you know, these types of things should be incorporated in all conversations related to pregnancy and women, meaning these things should be brought up from every standard OBGYN, from every gynecologist, educating women from an early age that in order to have a healthy baby, they have to have a healthy body. And to have a healthy body, you have to drink clean water, you have to eat clean food, you have to move your body, you have to take care of yourself. And that particularly with pregnancy and developing children, any toxins that we expose ourselves to are much more detrimental to the developing baby because their degree to handle toxicity is so much lower in children and developing babies. So all really important concepts. Hannah, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested?
Probably the easiest thing is send me a note through an email. It's H as in hello, V as in Victor, Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D, @ as in cat, S as in Sam.com.
Okay, great. And your information is also up on the EHL.com website where people can download and stream the show for absolutely free. So Hannah, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning. Thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.